Sermon Notes Series, Developing Dynamic Faith, B. H. Faith is the cornerstone of a life that pleases God. Hebrews 11:1 declares, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen," while Hebrews 11:6 adds, "But without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that comes to him must believe that he is, a rewarder of them that seek him diligently." In a world dominated by the senses, God calls us to develop dynamic faith, reflecting his image as a faith God. This article explores how to cultivate this faith, rooted in the Spirit, and move from weakness to strength. The two realms, spirit and flesh. God created humanity in his image and likeness, Genesis 1:26, imbuing us with faith to exercise dominion on earth. Two realms exist, the spirit, where faith thrives, and the flesh, controlled by senses and Satan's influence. Adam originally lived in the spirit realm, walking by faith despite his physical existence. Satan, operating in a spiritual but unholy realm, tempted Eve, exploiting her ignorance of God's law. When Eve engaged her senses, seeing, touching, tasting, she crossed into the fleshly realm, pulling Adam with her. This shift from faith to fear marked humanity's fall into bondage, a world foreign to our divine design. Crossing the bridge back to faith. God's question to Adam, "Where are you?" Genesis 3:9, was not about location but spiritual state. Adam's response, "I am afraid," revealed his new residence in fear's realm. The bridge back to God's world of faith lies in the mind. While the brain is physical, the mind, spiritual or carnal, determines our realm. Renewing the mind with God's word, Romans 12:2, shifts us from carnality to faith, aligning us with our created purpose. Developing dynamic faith. God deposits a measure of faith in every believer, Romans 12:3, a gift to develop, not to pray for. Ephesians 2:8 confirms, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." Galatians 2:20 urges us to live by the faith of the Son of God, imitating Christ's faith. This process involves feeding on faith food, nurture your inner man with God's word, the source of faith, Romans 10:17. Psalm 119:105 calls it a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. Renewing the mind, replace negative thoughts and words with God's truth. Words, though spoken physically, carry spiritual power, Proverbs 18:21, shaping destiny, faith or fear. Revelation through Scripture, faith grows from faith to faith, Romans 1:17, as God's Spirit reveals His righteousness. Quality matters more than quantity, 3 verses with Revelation surpass 10 chapters without, Psalm 19:7. Stages of faith development. Faith begins weakly and strengthens through revelation. Weak faith limits God due to wrong teaching or surroundings, hindering His benefits. Escape these to grow. Temporary faith. Luke 8:13 describes those who believe briefly but falter under temptation. It's a growth phase requiring roots. Practical steps. Start where you are with your measure of faith. Read God's word daily, seeking revelation over volume. Speak faith-filled words, God loves you, to build confidence. Avoid carnal influences, renewing your mind to reflect Christ's image, lost by Adam but reclaimable through a lifetime of faith. Conclusion. Dynamic faith restores us to God's realm, where we were created to live. It's not about the physical world but the spiritual reality we inhabit. Begin today with this prayer. Father, renew my mind with your word. Grow my faith from weakness to strength, aligning me with your image. Amen. As you feed on His truth, you'll cross the bridge back to faith, pleasing God and living victoriously.